USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An FDA advisory panel has recommended that the agency issue an emergency use authorization for Moderna's coronavirus vaccine. The committee voted 20-0 Thursday, with one abstention, to send the recommendation on to the FDA, which is expected to quickly give its approval, allowing the company to begin shipping millions of doses of its vaccine. Dr. Francis Collins says today's vote was the end of an impressive journey. The head of the National Institutes of Health tells CNN that it's a testimony to the partnership between Moderna and the NIH.
Well, it's an amazing testimony to the incredible science that has been carried forward by teams of people at NIH, in industry, academic scientists, all working together, not worrying too much about who got the credit, pulling out all the stops, figuring out how to get rid of some of the dead time that often vexes these kinds of developments, and doing in 11 months what normally takes about 10 years.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Calls are growing among congressional Republicans for a special counsel investigation into the overseas business dealings of President-elect Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Many are citing the national security risks that could come from possible Chinese influence on Biden. The president-elect said Thursday that he's not concerned about the accusations against his son. Hunter is currently under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware for issues with his taxes. For his part, President Trump tweeted on Thursday that he would have nothing to do with a potential prosecution of Hunter Biden. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul doesn't think a special counsel is necessary, but tells Fox News that President-elect should leave current U.S. attorneys in place in order to complete a federal probe.
Traditionally, when a new president comes in, they fire all the U.S. attorneys. If he wants to show that this is going to be an upright, upstanding Biden administration and that they're going to actually let the cards lie where the cards lie on Hunter Biden, he needs to leave that U.S. attorney in place.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Congress is digging into a recent cyber attack that was suspected to have been perpetrated by Russia. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Two House committees are launching an investigation into the widespread cyber attacks on U.S. government systems. The attacks are thought to have been launched from Russia. A statement from House Homeland Security and Oversight Committees warned about potentially devastating consequences for U.S. national security. The Department of State, Homeland Security, and Treasury Secretary have all been targeted. Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, saying,
if Russia is going to do these type of things against our system, and then we ought to be very aggressive to make sure that, one, they get no benefit out of it, and actually they're harmed out of it. You can't let sit here and just say, oh, please don't do it again.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And French President Emmanuel Macron is self-isolating after testing positive for coronavirus. Macron has reportedly been experiencing symptoms of COVID-19, but no details of his illness have been released. Two other European leaders have also gone into isolation after recently having had contact with Macron. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Costa will go into quarantine having had met with Macron earlier this week. The French president becomes the latest world leader to contract the virus, joining President Trump, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro as leaders who have tested positive for COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.